Learning this week about a few different brachas, that the concept of a bracha smuch lechaverta, that every single bracha has to have a structure of a baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. That's the nusach the Gemara and brachas tells us, has to have a baruch in the beginning, ata, and if it's smuch lechaverta, if a second bracha is juxtaposed to a first bracha, it's able to piggyback off that first bracha of the Baruch Atah Hashem. So we have, for example, Shemoneh Esrei is a classic example. We start Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, and all the other remaining brachas, the other 17/18 brachas, do not have the introduction of Baruch Atah Hashem. They conclude Baruch Atah Hashem, Akel Kadosh. But it doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem. Every bracha needs to begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. So how come these don't? And so the Gemara says, because since it's smuch lechaverta, since it's next to other brachas, it's able to use the opening Baruch Atah Hashem of Shemoneh Esrei and plug that in to each of the remaining 17/18 brachas. That's called bracha smuch lechaverta. So Tosos points out that there are few exceptions where we have a bracha that does not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. He says, this cloud doesn't make sense. Elokai Neshama does not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. How do we explain that? Number two is he says that when it comes to the bracha of Atahu Achelo Nivra Olam, that's what we say in the morning of Karbanos, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisarabim, there's no Baruch Atah Hashem that begins that bracha. Now, as a side point, they bring a rai from this Tosos. There's a machlokis and Nusach, Ashkenaz and Nusach Svard, whether or not you say that Mekadesh Yisarabim with Shem Hashem or not. Nusach Ashkenaz says, Baruch Atah Hashem, I forget the Nusach already, I've been diving Nusach Svard for so long now. I said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Es Harabim, I think is the Nusach. We say Baruch Atah Hashem there. You know I'm talking about that bracha where you say Shema and Karbanos? Nusach Ashk and Nusach Svard does not say Shem Hashem. They just say Baruch Atah Mekadesh Es Harabim. So they bring a rai from Tosas that he, Paskin, who's Ashkenazi, he would say Baruch Atah Hashem. He would say that's a bracha with Shem Hashem. Otherwise, he wouldn't have a question here. So that was a second example where the long bracha does not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning. It only said Baruch Atah Hashem at the end, Mekadesh Es Harabim. So how do we explain that? And thirdly, he says, when it comes to Tfilas HaDerech, we don't say Tfilas HaDerech begins Yehi Ratzon. It doesn't start with Baruch Atah Hashem. So he asks, how come these three instances, we do not fit into the general principle of having to begin with Baruch Atah Hashem? So Tosfos says, because these three brachas are unique, that they're not really brachas. He says, these three examples of L'kai Neshama, Mekadesh HaSarabim, and Tfilas HaDerech, Einam brachos, El Shevach Utfila ba'alma. They're tefillas. Now, the truth is, I don't understand this answer because Shemoneh Esrei is also tefillah. And you have brachas that are tefillas, you have tefillas that are brachas. So I don't fully understand what Tosos means by this. So I'm certainly lacking some understanding here. So I'm going to just throw that out. That's the first answer, which requires Hezbra. I'm not going to try to explain it. I don't understand it. But let's go through four other explanations as to at least focus on Elokai Neshama for now. I want to discuss Elokai Neshama first. I want to discuss Bracha of Hamapil, because that connects to Elokai Neshama, and then at the end come back to Tfilas HaDerech. So with regard to Elokai Neshama, I came across four additional explanations, other than Tosfos, why Elokai Neshama does not begin with Baruch Atah Hashem. So the first answer is found in the Tshuvas HaRash. Tshuvas HaRash says, what we normally assume is that since it follows Asher Yatzar, or some say Birchas HaTorah, depending on the Siddur, depending on the Nusach, since it follows one of the brachas of Asher Yatzar or of Birchas HaTorah, it is smuch lechaverta. It's Elokai Neshama isn't a standalone bracha. It's part of the Seder HaBoker, and we do actually have it smuch lechaverta, and that's how we fulfill the inyan of a Baruch Atah Hashem, even by Elokai Neshama. Then the Ravid says something interesting. Ravid, I don't understand the Ravid. I understand what he's saying, but I don't understand how this explains it. The Ravid, as a second answer, explains that the only time you need Baruch Atah Hashem, that opening, that introduction to a bracha, is when the bracha is a bracha that's keva, that has a set zman to it. But if it's not keva, then it doesn't require Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. For example, he says benching. Benching, we don't have, he says, the Birchas HaZimun, Nevarech Shechalnu Mishalo. So he doesn't say Malchus in there, so I don't really know what he means by Birchas HaZimun either, but when you have a Zimun, we don't say, we say, Rabosai Nevarech, and we say, Nevarech Shechalnu Mishalo, we should eat together, that's a type of bracha. It doesn't say the Shem Malchus in that Nevarech Elokeinu. So he says, why? Because since eating is not something that's keva, you have no set time to eat. You eat whenever you want to eat and you bench whenever you need to bench. It's not depending on zman. Therefore, it doesn't require these rules of beginning Baruch Ata Hashem. He says that's why Tefillas HaDerech as well. Tefillas HaDerech doesn't have a set zman whenever a guy leaves. It doesn't depend on my zman every day at 6:50. Whenever I need to travel, I say Tefillas HaDerech. And since Tefillas HaDerech is not keva, it doesn't require the opening of Baruch Ata Hashem. And as well, he says, where did that line go? He doesn't explain that one, but the idea would be that it's not also Talmud and Zman. The kind of Shema depends on when a person wakes up. I could wake up at 5 o'clock, I could wake up at 8 o'clock, and therefore there is no said Zman. So it's a hard bracha to understand because, I mean, I guess Shemoneh Esrei also, there's a certain Zman for Shemoneh Esrei. I have to daven before, so Zman Kriya Shema, so there's a certain Zman. I don't have to wake up at a certain time. I guess I should daven. I should wake up. So it's a hard to understand also this explanation.
Maybe El Kaneh Shama, because if you don't sleep that night, so then you wouldn't say El Kaneh Shama, so if you go 2 days without a...
Yeah, okay, could be. That is interesting.
Benching, you don't mind. Benching.
But you could also circumvent. You have to eat bread. So these are things you could actually do away with, as opposed to other brachas, which you have to. These are just voluntary. Could be, yeah, very good.
With El Kaneh Shama, when it says Samach to the other bracha, there's stuff in between.
Yeah, so all that, it's part of Birchas HaTorah. That's a continuation. That's the Gemara said that you have to say the Pesukim and Mishnayos and Brises after you say Birchas HaTorah. That's considered a continuation and not considered a Hefsek. That's the third answer we have of why El Kaneh Shama doesn't begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, because it's not Keva. The fourth answer, which the second answer of the Ravid, that is, but this is the fourth overall, is a very interesting Chiddush, a very big Chiddush. The Ravid suggests, because the bracha we say on Kodem Hashena, we say Hamapil, is before sleeping, and then El Kaneh Shama is after sleeping. So he says it's just like Birchas HaHalel. We say the bracha in the beginning, it's very shayach for today, we say Halel in the beginning of bracha, and the end we have Yalucha, which doesn't begin with Baruch, but we connect the two of them, even though we say all these psukim in the middle, it's still considered one long bracha in the beginning, bracha the end. So too, he says the Hamapi is a bracha in the beginning. It's a long night of 6 hours of sleep, and then there's a bracha at the end of El Kaneh Shama. Now, there are a number of problems with this explanation, but it certainly is very interesting to that relationship of a Hamapi to El Kaneh Shama. What are some of the problems? Well, some of the problems are sleeping. Sleeping and the timing is a huge hapsik. So the Avud Raham, who explains the sheet of the Ravid, he says, now, since sleeping is not a maisa, there's no act, it's passive, so therefore that's not considered a hefsek. A hefsek is only when you're doing something actively. Sleeping is something passive, of course, and therefore it's not considered a hefsek. As a side point, he says, for some really interesting questions, he assumes that a person would say hamapil before having tashmish with one's wife, and he points out there's a requirement that one should speak to the wife to make her comfortable during tashmish, and therefore that's certainly going to serve as a hefsek. So how are you going to get around that problem? Granted, you get around the problem of sleeping that's passive, but everything else that's going to be active, that's a maisa, and that's considered a hefsek. That's a very interesting chiddush. The part of that, just on a mature level, he points out that there's a tzarech, there's a need for one to speak to the wife, kodem tashmish. He points to Gemara in Brachos about this inyan. So for that reason, he finds it's very hard to stomach that a person can have a mapil in the beginning, and then at the end, El Kaneh Shama concludes as the sof bracha of the sleep. A fascinating idea conceptually, but some problems halachically with regards to the hefsek. We're going to return back to that position of the Ravid. But that's how he thinks El Kaneh Shama does have a bracha in the beginning, Baruch Atah Hashem, again, piggybacking off of the mapil prior to one's sleep.
Why can't a person just say, well, in the cases where we don't say a mapil, we don't say El Kaneh Shama, you know, it's like one bracha. A person doesn't say a mapil if they know they're going to have to get up for their kids in 2 minutes.
Right.
So, in as much as you know there's going to be a hefsek, so you just wouldn't say El Kaneh Shama, it's one long bracha.
Right.
And way to answer up that.
He would say, again, if you don't say Hamapil, so then you're saying he wouldn't say El Kaneh Shama either.
Right.
Yeah, so that'd be a shaila. I guess the Ravid felt that you have to say Hamapil. Well, we're going to discuss Hamapil halachas in a second. But yeah, if you wouldn't say Hamapil, seemingly you wouldn't say El Kaneh Shama. So the Ravid must not have held of that Eitzah of not saying Hamapil or saying without Shem Hashem. Right. Otherwise, it wouldn't work for the El Kaneh Shama. Now, the fifth and final answer is found in the Avud Raham. The Avud Raham is a very interesting chiddush here. He says Now, kai neshama doesn't need a bracha that begins. It doesn't need a baruch atah Hashem. What he says that to say l'kai neshama, the whole concept is that the first words of l'kai neshama should start to be all those is actually creating a situation of saying the final baruch atah Hashem amachasir neshmos lefkar ma'isim, that bracha l'kai neshama are separate. The opening words is not part of the bracha. Those are actually creating a context for you thanking Hashem. If a person just says amachasir neshmos lefkar ma'isim, that means nothing. You have to first state your thanks to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If I just say a bracha of osem asev reishis right now, I just said a bracha l'atala. I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. I didn't see lightning. I didn't hear thunder. If I say shekochu grosam oleolam, I can't. That's a bracha l'atala. I haven't heard lightning. I haven't heard thunder, rather. If I say the bracha on a rainbow without seeing a rainbow, that's a bracha l'atala. You can only say a birchas hashevach v'hoda after experiencing a certain event, whether it be lightning or thunder or rainbow. So l'kai neshama, the machzir neshama lefgar meisim, I could only say if I'm recognizing the thanks of Hashem. Waking up alone felt levudram was not enough to recognize Hashem. So at first I'll say, l'kai neshama, Kadosh Baruch Hu does this great thing, he returns the neshama back to my body and gives me new life. After stating that, now it's appropriate to say the bracha, machzir neshama lefgar meisim. That's the bracha, it's a bracha k'tzara. The first lines are just the introduction, it's creating a context, in which case, exactly. In which case, I do not need to open up with Baruch Atah Hashem, because it does begin Baruch Atah Hashem. That final line is the only bracha, which is a massive chiddush, which in this case, even if one did not say Amapil, it's a bracha that stands alone. A person could say it, you don't need Asher Yatar to precede it. You don't need a Birchas Torah to precede it. It's a bracha that stands entirely alone. And that's the chiddush of the Avu Draham.
Why didn't he just have Moda'ani at the first part? It's the same thing.
It's true, yeah. And Modani seemingly would be sufficient to create that concept as well. But I guess Elkai Neshama is a little bit more descriptive of how the Neshama comes back into the body than Modani.
Also, he's saying who? He's saying Elkai,
right.
And you couldn't say that.
Right, that's true also, right. Right, that's true. You don't say who, obviously we're referring to Hashem, Modani Lufanecha, but Lufanecha is obviously Hashem. But we don't say Elkai, so maybe this being more descriptive is necessary for saying this bracha machzir.
So even the brachos of Shmoneh Esrei, right? When you say, you know, atachonen, this and that, although using that, it's a similar concept. You're saying what it is, and then you're saying the bracha.
Right, but so this is but the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says we really bracha smuch lechaverit. We're really piggybacking off the first bracha. This is a chiddush of the Avu Draham. So in theory, you're saying Avu Draham could plug this into every other area. We don't find that in the Gemara. The Gemara already addresses the Shmoneh Esrei part. It's a bracha smuch lechaverita. So he couldn't go against that Gemara's explanation, but he can use this chiddush to explain Elokai Neshama. I'm not sure if there would be any other brachas he does explain this way, but you don't have to explain Shmoneh Esrei that way because the Gemara already answers it. It's considered bracha smucha lechaverita.
In our school, the reason why in the Shmoneh Esrei they put like a little header for each bracha is for that, to give you to have you think about it.
Correct. To think about it first, but that's not to tell me that the words are an intro for the bracha at the end. Right. That is the whole bracha itself. So, okay, let's move now to number four. Once we've established this concept of Elokai Neshama, different answers why it doesn't begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, we can now explain, let's talk about the Ravid for a second. The Ravid felt that Hamapil was the beginning bracha of sleep, and Elokai Neshama was the bracha at the end of sleep. It was a book ending the sleep. So it becomes an interesting discussion in Halacha about whether or not one should say Shema and then Hamapil, or Hamapil and then Shema. What is the order? So the way one reads Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like from Shulchan Aruch number 4, that first a person should read Kriya Shema, and then afterwards he should say the Bracha Hamapil Chevel Sheina Al Einai. That's Shema and then Hamapil. And the Mishnah Berurah says he learned from the Shulchan Aruch that that's the order. A person should say it. And he says, what about all the psukim in the middle? That's not a problem. That's all about shmir. That's all considered a continuation. But then he does point out there are those who say that, no, you should first say Hamapil and then say Shema. So wouldn't Shema then, if Hamapil is really going on the sleep, isn't Shema going to be considered a hefsek in the Hamapil and the Shema? So the understanding is as follows, and it really becomes very clear in the Ber Halacha. The understanding is, what is the nature of Hamapil? Is Hamapil a birchas hashevach, just praising Hashem for the concept of sleep, or is it more like a birchas hanenim? So birchas hanenim, I need to say prior to my eating of something. I can't make any hefsek. If I say a brach of shakol nibidvaro, I need to drink right away. It needs to come right before that. But if it's simply more of a birchas hashevach, So then the connection to the sleep is not so essential. So what do I mean? The Be'er Halacha says there's a machlokas. The Chai Adam says, there's a person say, hamapil at night, if he's not able to sleep. He's not so tired. He wants to read a book now. So the Chai Adam says, you can say bracha at nighttime, and even though you're not tired, you might not go to sleep, you can say bracha, not a bracha latala. And the Mishabura says, that doesn't make any sense. It's, how could you say, I'm not so thirsty, I'm going to say, shehakol ni'abidvaro, and I'm not going to drink? If I say hamapil, I need to go to sleep. So the explanation is that they're arguing about whether or not it's a birchas hashavach, am I praising Hashem on the concept of sleep, even though I might not sleep at all, or is it a birchas hanenin, I must say bracha followed immediately by sleeping. So the Chai Adam says that no, there's just a birchas hashavach on the concept of sleep, like birchas hashachar in the morning. There's a big machlokas in the Rishonim. Do I have to say otei yisev b'sfar and then put my hat on or put my tefillin on? Or no, I'm just saying a list of brachas of birchas hashavach that I'm doing. If I need to also, the leaf called Sark, you need to put shoes on right afterwards? Oh no, I just say a list of Shevachs for Hashem. So that's the same machlokas here. The Chai Adam says that Hamapil is a Birchas Shevach, praising Hashem for sleep at nighttime. That's when people sleep, even though I'm not personally going to sleep. And the Be'er Halacha, the Mishabura says, no, it's a Birchas Hananin that I need to say a bracha followed immediately by sleep. And that's the machlokas about the Seder HaDvarim. According to the Shulchan Aruch, that you say Shema, and then Hamapya is last, because Hamapya needs to go right before the sleep, because it's the Birchas Hanenin on the sleep. But according to the others, that say, no, the order doesn't make a difference. I could do Hamapya first, and then Shema, because Hamapya is not really a Birchas Hanenin. It does not need to go immediately before the sleep. Now, this is very important, Halacha L'maisa. A person wants to make a hefsek. Happens, a person can't go to sleep. You say Hamapya, can't talk at all. Not allowed to talk. Remember in yeshiva, they taught us that since you're in a dorm and you're going to talk, so then you should say with Al Shem Hashem. You mentioned this before. Your kids might wake up, might need you. You're going to be a hemafzik between the bracha and the sleep. But that's only true if you assume birchas hanenin. That's a birchas hanenin that you can't be mafzik. So to avoid the bracha la'atala, don't say Shem Hashem. But if you assume it's simply birchas hashavach, you could make all the hefziks that you want in the world. You could say with Shem Hashem. You don't have to immediately sleep right afterwards, and that's a big machlokas in the poskim. So the Mishabura is very machmir on this. The Mishabura thinks that a person, he says, therefore the Mishabura poskins, if a person, let's say, is thirsty, or a person says hamapil then needs to go to the bathroom, or his kids need him, or whatever the case might be, the Mishabura poskins, that you are allowed to interrupt between hamapil and the sleep. And he says you should say Shema again, but you shouldn't say Hamapil again. Now, lichatchila, a person shouldn't put himself in that position. If you know you're going to go get a drink, if you know you're going to read, you know you're going to talk to your wife, you shouldn't say Hamapil first and then be mafsik. You should ideally say Hamapil the last thing. But if one needs to make a hapsik afterwards, one certainly could and should be mafsik afterwards. Let's say a person says Hamapil. They say, oh man, I forgot Dal Marv. Now, that's like the worst feeling in the world. I forgot Dal Marv. You're all in bed. And then, so what do? I said, I can't talk anymore. I'm Pater. I'm done. He says, no. The Piskei Tshuva says that a person says Amapil. A person needs to stop, get dressed, and Dal Marv. To go out to Shul in a minute, I'm not going to go down that avenue, but Taka, you should. You go, young, it's 12 o'clock, go to Boston or in Far Rockaway, whatever the level of. Loyalty and you have towards the minyanim, that's what you should do. But you should certainly daven mariv, if not catch the minyan. Or let's say a guy, other examples he gives, sfira. You forgot to count sfira. So I said, I'm mafil, I can't count sfira. I'll say it in the morning without a bracha. No, you should be mafsik after mafil, and one should stand up and recite sfira somer with a bracha. Or kiddush levana. That's like also a tough one. You forgot Kiddush Levana. Some people don't take Kiddush Levana that seriously. It's a Tuesday night. I'll catch it tomorrow night. It's in Teves. It's going to be all cold and cloudy. A person should get out. It's a nice moon. You should go out and say a bracha. So a person just on this topic, once we're mentioning this, so let's say you're in bed. It's 11:30 night. You forgot to say Kiddush Levana. And then you say, oh, it's a beautiful moon outside. I'll just say it inside my bedroom. Are you allowed to say Kiddush Levana inside your bedroom? So there is a Maharil brought down in Shulchan Aruch that one cannot say it underneath a roof. Is it? Then you have to go outside the roof to say it. But people don't know this halacha. Happens actually if anyone that was a young Israel during the week or even on Matzah Shabbos. So when they go outside the side entrance, so there's a overhang there. So people don't know. You have to actually go outside the overhang to be able to, even if you could see the moon, you're not supposed to be underneath the roof, based on Kabbalah, I imagine. So inside the house, a person is not supposed to say Kiddush Levana. If a person needs to, if it's freezing outside, a person's sick, or whatever the case is, there are kulas, but ideally a person should step out to say Kiddush Levana. And that's a tough thing, but that's the halacha.
For the whole thing or for the bracha?
For the bracha only bracha. All the other things you don't have to say. We say one should, the beautiful brachas and beautiful, tefillahs, you should say. But the Kiddush Levana, the bracha alone, is all you really need to say, and everything else is secondary. But so therefore, you don't have to be, you can be inside to say the remaining part, but a person shouldn't really do away with those. The Gra, I think, was very makel. He didn't say all those extra things, I believe, but one should. Sometimes if it's freezing cold, like this time of the year, I'll just say the bracha and I'll go inside to say the rest of it. It's just so cold, I can't stay outside. That's Kiddush Levana. One of the questions on the when applying to the why use Kol Elyon, it's the Kol El after the Smicha. So you have to get a Faheret from Rav Shechter, Rav Rodenzweig, Rav Wulig, different Rosh Yeshiva there. So Rav Shechter is notorious for asking very simple questions and making people feel very stupid because they should know more than that. He doesn't ask questions about a whole pilpul, basic question. So what's a basic question he's known to ask? So one question, already by now people know, so he has to think of new simple questions. But one was always, could a woman be a nazir? And the guy thinks, no, Shimshon's a nazir, only men can be a nazir. The pasuk says, woman, isho isho, the pasuk says. So another question he would ask people is, do you have to stand for Kiddush Levana? I don't know. Do you have to stand for it? It says, the Gemara, the Nusach that we say is Sarach L'Memer Me'umad. So if you say Kiddush Levana properly, pay attention, you know the answer. Those are the types of questions he likes to ask people. That people are looking for the fancy, fancy stuff. Start with the basics first. So so a person should get out of the bed, stand up, and go outside and to say Kiddush Levana, even though he's already said Hamapio. Okay. Anything else on this topic? I think we're good. So let's now finish off with Tfilas HaDerech just for a few moments. So we discussed Elokai Neshama, how there's a bracha smuch l'chaverta. We discussed a little bit about Hamapil, whether one should be mafsik afterwards. And then finally we'll discuss Tfilas HaDerech. Tfilas HaDerech is found in Simen Kuf Yud. There is a halacha brought down in the name of the Maamar Rutenberg. Maamar Rutenberg says, if he was machmir, to say a bracha prior to Tfilas HaDerech. It's Kuf Yud Sif Dalad, Nosif Vav. Shulchan Aruch writes, Hamar Mirutenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rush, Kishahaya Yotzi Laderech, when he would travel, Babok in the morning, Haya Omra Acha Yihiratzon, he would say it after Yihiratzon, referring to in the morning, when you say the bracha of Hamavir Shena Meinav, right after that, he would say the bracha Tfias Laderech. Why? Kedei Lahasmicha Lebirchas Agomel Chasadim, Vitiya Bracha Smucha Lechaverta. He wanted to say right after the Birchas HaShachar, he would then say Tfias Laderech. This way it has a Baruchat Hashem to it. Because if you say Tfias Laderech standing alone, it only has a Yilatzim, there's no Baruchat Hashem, he put it next to Tfila. Now the Mishnah Berurah points out this is only true if you plan to travel before davening. But if you daven to everything, so to say Hamavir Shein Abeinav, and then that Birchas HaShachar, and then say Tfias HaDerech, and then say Karbanos Shmoneh Esrei, and all that, the Tfias HaDerech has to be right before you travel. You have a big hefsek between saying Tfias HaDerech after Birchas HaShachar to all of davening, so you can't say it, that won't work. This is only true if you're traveling before davening, could you say Birchas HaShachar, Tfias HaDerech, travel, and then daven wherever you're traveling to. Now that also brings up another question, are you allowed to travel before davening? But there are certain instances where one's allowed to. Fine. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, let's say a guy is davening, he's davening first and then travel. So you can't be somich the Tfias HaDerech to Birchas HaShachar. So I daven, tefillah is over 7:55. I'm now taking a big trip upstate. I'm traveling up to the country. I need to say Tfias HaDerech. So it starts, Yihil Ratzom. Where's my Baruch Ata Hashem? How do I have the Baruch HaSmucha L'Chaverta? So Mishnah Berurah suggests that if a person's traveling in the middle of the day, so then he should create another bracha. How? He should eat or drink something and say the bracha Achrona, Bari Nefashos Al Michya, benching, and then right afterwards lead right into the Tfilas HaDerech. So it points out here on the side, why if they would wait for the bracha Achrona? Why not the bracha Rishona? Why not say, Borei Minei Mizonos, and then, so what's the yeah? If they eat. So the Chassam Sofer says it's a hefsek. I say, Borei Minei Mizonos, I eat my cookie, that's mafsek between the bracha and the Tfilas HaDerech. I won't accomplish it that way. But they point out here on the side that the reason why is because to have that initial bracha a Baruchat Hashem only works in a long bracha. A bracha ktsara like Mizonos is not able to apply its Baruchat Hashem to remaining brachas. A longer bracha, like the first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, is a longer bracha that could be used to create other additional brachas. But a short bracha does not have that ability. I'm not sure if any of you have watched the Shmorg videos at all over the years from Ura. So they have Shmorg videos. So there's one very funny video we love watching, and my kids like memorize every line. They have great imitations of them. So there's one scene. They're traveling on an airplane. It has an image of a Balash Tshuva. And she's very, very machmir and different things. They're traveling on the plane, so she takes out the cookie. And she has tefillas aderech right afterwards. The takasha and this mishabur here, because the bracha rishona doesn't work to be smucha lechaverta on tefillas aderech. It has to be the bracha achrona. Now, the other solution, when one is traveling, how to create the bracha smucha lechaverta is saying asher yatzar. Go to the bathroom, say asher yatzar, and then right after asher yatzar, one could then use that asher yatzar to create a smucha lechaverta of tefillas aderech. He
some
does.
Yeah. Also.
Say it again.
Some bathrooms I've been to,
right. Okay. Sure, you need to say it before getting to the bathroom, which poses another problem. If you need to go to the bathroom, you can't really say a bracha. So then. And finally, he does point out, if a person's in a situation where there are no options, he doesn't need to use the bathroom, there's nothing for him to eat, so then, of course, one can say Tfiyas HaDerech, even without having a bracha, smucha lechaverta. Okay, we'll stop here. We're going to have Freilich and Chanukah, and we will meet Hashem pick up next week.